Hey, what's happening? Oh, crap.
Yes.
What's up, bro?
What's up, dog?
Dude, what's happening?
What happened to your fucking chin, bro?
I met the wizard. You guys wouldn't know about it.
Who's the wizard?
David Goggles. It's a Navy SEAL saying.
Oh.
It's when you pass out underwater. Jocko talks about it all. Not Jocko. What's his name?
Goggins.
David Goggins. David Goggles talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
He talks about meeting the wizard. I didn't know that's what it was called. I was just talking shit yesterday at a kid's birthday party. I was talking about like falling out. I was like, yeah, a lot of people wouldn't understand. It's basically just me and Navy SEALs. The only people know about passing out underwater. I try to do back and forth in the pool. Like... underwater.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I had goggles too, so I was like,
"Dude, David Goggles."
I was David Goggles, dude.
Yeah,
I was just doing a little bit of buzz training.
You burned the boats, dude. You know? You had to go until you passed out,
dude. And I'm like, I'm going. We were like, I'd been outside all day. I'm sweating. It's like, you know, I was no sleep for days and days and days on end. And then we played actually, dude, a fun pool basketball game instead of full on pool basketball. Pool knockout, two basketballs play knockout, but you gotta like. Trudge through the water.
Yeah.
It's very, very fun. So we played a couple rounds of that. I was the only person out of four people who didn't win a game of pool knockout. So I had something to prove. People started talking.
Was it like your cousins?
Me, my cousin, and like three of our friends. So when they started talking about back and forth underwater, I was like, here's my time to get a little W. So yeah. I had goggles on. Actually, I had my daughter's goggles. So I think they're a little tight on my head too. So I go, dude, I get down there so easy. I'm like, holy shit, dude, I'm going to go down and back and then push off again just to flex. And I get a bad push coming back. And I'm on like 1.5 basically coming back. And I start getting, you know, you're vibrating when you're out of breath.
Yeah.
I'm vibrating. And all I kept thinking was like, be great.
You have to do this.
Be great. You have to do this. And I keep going. And all of a sudden I'm like, the last thing I remember is feeling like something's really wrong. And I come up from out of the water like choking on water. I passed out underwater. So I come up from underwater just like, I'm like fighting the pass out, and then I'm trying to use my legs and they're just like jello. And like, dude, everyone's just laughing at me, and I'm like, and I'm like screaming, freaking out. And then I go out again and I come to, and I'm like, yo, I think I passed out. And they're like, yeah, dude, you fucking smacked your face on the side of the pool.
Holy shit.
I was like, no, I didn't. And they're like, yeah, I was so adrenalized, I couldn't feel anything. And then I touched my face and it was just blood everywhere. And then, yeah, so I fucking smacked my chin on the pool.
Was your mom and dad there?
No, my mommy and daddy were asleep. This was late.
Oh, it was late night.
So everyone thought it was like a severe aqua brewski tumble. Because last thing everyone saw me was like carrying tequila. It wasn't a brewski.
That's a slight brewski tumble, dude. Wait, hold on. What is the last thing everyone saw? You carrying a bottle of tequila? Yeah.
I was like, no, what happened was I sweat too much at Longwood Gardens.
No, you took a fucking brewski tumble, dude. Welcome to the club, bro. I was explaining to my friends the worst, because my buddy had a delay at the airport, and I was like, for real, there's nothing better than, he was like, fuck, my flight got delayed. I was like, I celebrated delay.
True.
It's like, dude, if you have no, like, I have to drink. There's nothing to do. So getting hammered in airport's like one of my favorite things.
It's fun.
And then I explained to him the worst brewski tumble I ever took was that Jet slipped in the bathroom at JFK. And O'Connor walked in while I was on my side laying on the bathroom floor. And this was right after me and him had an argument. So I had to be like, fuck you, dude. I'm still right. From the ground of the... But
the Democrats are bullshit.
Yeah, I was like, can you at least admit Trump is more cognizant? I was fucking Anakin in the lava. Just, I fucking hate you. But... No, I hit it down and back myself this week.
Did you really?
Big time pool. Took two tries to get it.
Usually. Did you really?
Yeah, and then I got it, and I thought I was going to impress some women that were there, and not one person was looking. I surfaced like dark red, fully out of breath. And I was like, you guys do that? And everyone was like, ew. Why's that guy panting?
That's good you hit the down and back, though.
It was a big down and back for me.
I almost died trying to get it, dude.
I was ready to die. Yeah, I entered that phase.
Yeah,
it had to be done.
I've done down and back. I was like, what the fuck's going on? I'm telling you.
Yeah, your blood pressure.
It was Longwood Gardens.
It was the tequila,
dude. My brother brought me to Longwood Gardens. Brought my whole family, and they had been bragging. They're like, dude, in Pennsylvania,
Longwood Gardens fucking blows, dude.
Laurel Gardens, when's the last time you went there?
Never.
It's tight. Laurel Gardens, it's
I've
tight.
Seen pictures.
It's tight, dude. I went there. They have like, I'm trying to figure out my landscaping right now too. I want to fix
you
front of
take
my
a
house.
Look. You want to see the highest level?
It was inspo. Yeah. I wanted to see what, I was like, whatever the DuPonts, that's the DuPonts property. It's hundreds. Maybe it's 100 acres. And they had like, I guess a house with a terrarium where you just walk in. So I was like, let's get out of the heat. I'm like, oh, here's a building. It's just a fucking greenhouse.
It's a swamp.
Walk into there. Dude, they're all like, it's been like 60 degrees at nighttime. I'm like, oh, finally get a break from the weather. I go in there. Dude, it was 93 degrees, maybe 75% humidity. It was brutal. So I go into a greenhouse and I'm like, I guess it's cooler in here. Then you hit a pocket and you're just instantly just covered in sweat. So then I fucked up my swimming, dude. Being Longwood Gardens.
Threw the whole room off.
Threw the whole fucking room off. Didn't get any fucking sleep. I went to my parents' house. My mom won't turn on the air. She turns on the air conditioning, but barely.
It's a fight.
It's crazy.
You gotta control it.
I can't. I'm not gonna. That's one thing. I don't touch people's thermostats.
I will touch my parents' thermostat.
Will you really?
Yeah.
Just go and crank it.
And then
down.
I'll hear Phil walk over and change it immediately. Like, who's doing this? It's literally, he'll change it 1 degree. He'll put it back up 1.
That's so funny.
He's an asshole for that.
Well, we were staying in my sister's old room, and that was like notoriously the one room of the house that like doesn't get heat in the winter, doesn't get air. Dude, so it was like me, Brittany, and like we're in like a full bed, and then there's our one daughter's in a pack and play. So every time she had a cough. So we were in there, it's like 80 something degrees. I'm sweating my balls off. Brittany's next to me. Anytime we would like touch each other, we'd just be like, get the fuck off me. And then our daughter would just start coughing, so you'd just both go stiff. Because when she coughs, she'll like slightly wake up. And if I like get up and look at her and she sees me, that's 2.5 hours of her just being like, ah. So I got like no sleep at all. I was like the most unrelaxing trip I think I might have had in my life.
Post Brewski tumble?
This was leading up to the Brewski tumble.
Oh, it was the night before.
This was like
a lot of factors.
Before. I got no sleep, dude. I was
no sleep.
Zero
sweat
sleep
all day.
Can't get any motherfucking pussy in that house either.
And no pussy.
Can't get no motherfucking pussy. It was the cry of the predator last night, dude.
Yeah, you let it like, out. Aah! Yeah, you let it out.
Oh my God, did I ever? Did I ever? I thought about running one back, a historical shower beat in that house. That'd be crazy.
Oh, throwback.
I might have screamed. If I came back to the scene of my sexual evolution in the shower, that would have been nuts, dude.
I always respect.
I might have met the wizard twice that week.
Yeah,
I would have passed out in the water. But yeah,
I return to the scene of the crime often.
Really?
Yeah, every time at my parents' house.
That's crazy.
And it is a weird feeling jacking off in the same room you used to.
Yeah.
You go, damn, I've done nothing. I'm still here.
This is my true purpose.
I'm still here jacking off quietly.
Yeah, it was. It is disorienting when I was like staying, because I haven't like lived in there for a long time. So when I stay there for long stretches of time, I start feeling like kind of weird, not like a bad way, but I kind of start feeling like, oh yeah, dude, I like live my whole life in this fucking place.
Yeah,
just sitting there, I'm like, now I got my fucking wife and my children in here. I kept fucking with Brittany. I said, Brittany, that's what happens if it all falls down. She was like, it's so fucking hot in this room. I said, hey man, you need to be a team player. If it all falls down, this is exactly where we'll be. She's like, you're an asshole. I was like, get ready.
We're going to be in the hot room.
We're going to sleep in the hot room
with four kids. A bunch of fucking immigrants.
Fuck. Crap. Like
three different families in this bedroom.
Spilled matcha on my wound. Yeah, we'll be in the hot room, dude. Just chilling. We'll have a multi-generational household. I do like to. It was fun to tease her with that. It's like, hey, man. Don't know how good you have it.
I'm all for it.
Don't know how good you have it, man. This is, look.
Yeah.
This is the best case scenario. I'd like having a box fan. It was kind of something nice
about it. Box fan's nice.
I just had a sheet around my penis in case like my parents came in. And I just laid there naked on the bed with a box fan blowing on me. It was just like, this kind of fucking rules.
Yeah. That does rule.
Dude, it was awesome. I look like an old Carpaggio painting.
Who?
Carpaggio. I was hoping nobody would notice that.
Caravaggio.
Caravaggio. Is Caravaggio?
Caravaggio.
Caravaggio. Carpaggio. Old master Carpaggio.
I'm sure there's a fucking Carpaggio somewhere.
True, that's who I was talking about. Yeah.
Carpaggio did some painting.
Did you ding your chin up as well?
No, that's just as it.
Oh, okay. Man,
shit. And I nicked it. Fuck.
Did you pop? You popped it up?
Yeah, I fucking, anxiously ripped at it last night.
What else are you going to do?
You a dumbass.
No, what else are you going to do?
That's all you can do.
My stomach pimples are coming back, I think. It's chocolate. It's definitely chocolate.
It's chocolate?
I eat chocolate, my stomach breaks out.
That's crazy.
It's insane, dude.
Could have been Longwood Gardens sweating.
Could be.
I would imagine it's sweating.
Could be. Yeah. But I'm telling you, no, I'll sweat. I'll, you know, that's all I do is sweat.
Yeah, but then you usually shower after you work out, right? Actually, I know you're dirty ass.
Well, if I'm going to go back out in the heat, I might as well just be dirty all day.
I'm with you. I understand.
I used to work outside all day. This is how I rationalized. I was like, dude, I used to work outside all day for like 8 hours and sweat. What the fuck's the difference if I just wait till 4:30? Shower off anyway. I've absconded for my ma'am. The lady, my like virtual lady personal trainer.
Yeah, tell her to stay the fuck out of it.
I'm on the run right now, dude. She's an email. I ghosted her. She's been emailing me like, Matt, what's going on? I'm like,
nothing.
I'm really busy right now. I can't do this anymore.
Tequila and chocolate all week.
I know. The logs went dark and I was like, I'll email her today. And I'm like, just one more day of glory, dude.
One more day. Oh, you've earned it, bro.
I did. I fucking almost killed myself in the pool. Yeah. Exercising. Dude, pool knockout is for real so fun. One of the balls, like, you know when you peel all, like, the skin off of a basketball and it's just the fuzzy stuff? In the water, it gets slimy for some reason. So every now and again, you'd catch the slime ball, dude, and it was, like, 50 pounds. It was fucking fun.
Did you get to fight during knockout? Are you allowed to be physical?
There was a little pushing.
You got to be able to push. Are you allowed to throw the other ball?
There's a little blocking. Yeah, the rules got bent immediately. Yeah. So, if your ball goes out of the water and you see the ball just jump and smack you, run and get your ball out of the water. The rules started to bend a little bit there. But... Yeah, it was fun. I was fucking out of breath. We had a good time.
Yeah, we had a shindig here.
Yeah, what'd you guys
on the
do?
4th. Oh, you would like this. We set off some fireworks in the front.
I saw the remains.
Dude, the neighbors came out. We're like, hey, shut up. And I was like, shut the fuck up. I was, you know, we had a couple drinks. So I was like, hey, shut the fuck up.
The old man across the street?
No, they were young.
Oh, fuck that.
And they came out and they're like, hey, keep it down. They just want to watch the fireworks. So I was like, shut the fuck up. So then we were setting off fireworks, and then they stayed and watched. So then I got some Roman candles and shot it at them, and they all ran. And then I woke up the next day like, shot fireworks at my neighbors. Holy shit.
So they were jokingly coming out and being like, keep it down.
Okay. I was keeping it high. It wasn't hit them.
You just hit it over you?
Yeah, I was like,
I know what you mean.
Little chin music.
Put the angle above
it. Brush them off the plate
30 degrees?
Yeah. I Napoleoned out.
Sure, what was that one thing when he opened the cannons on the citizens?
Yeah.
They came like, turn it off.
True.
Damn, you got the candles and shit?
Yeah.
Where'd you get fireworks from?
Yoni, Hinchcliffe's bro.
Right.
He brought over like a mortar and was firing like real fireworks. It was crazy. It was comical how intense the fireworks were.
Yeah, dude. When you go to those like phantom fireworks stores, they sell like real shit.
And I don't know if you're allowed to do that here. It seems like
Texas has, right outside of Austin, there's a zillion fireworks.
No, I just mean like the fire hazard here.
Oh, they probably come shut you down.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can get, we passed a fireworks store like 20 minutes outside the city. But yeah, I like the little ground guys, dude. Just give me the...
Yeah, we had the ground guys going.
Cracklers going.
Yeah.
I've become my dad in terms of hating fireworks. When I see him, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, you can wake
that
up the neighbors.
That shit's fucking sulfur. That lands on your roof. It's not going to stop fucking burning.
That's all I was thinking.
He was hitting me with his hatred for fireworks. Say, it's fucking sulfur. It lands on your roof. You can't put that out. He was in absolute full effect all weekend. He is so fucking funny.
Yeah, what else happened at the 4th? Guard, right when we got there, guard dog ate some mushrooms, was freaked out.
Really? What you have?
I had these chocolates, but I think they were expired chocolates, so they kind of hurt
expired
my...
Chocolates. Expired chocolates. If you hang out down here, if you get a Southern accent, you'll just be Gump. Yeah.
You had some expired chocolates?
I had some expired chocolates, and they hurt my belly a little bit, and then I ate more because I was foolish.
Did you have a bellyache or a panic attack? What happened?
I had a bellyache that led into a panic attack.
No.
You kept it together pretty well.
I kept it together pretty well, but I was
fully
nonverbal for about 2 hours.
Yeah, you were spinning. I watched.
How many squares did you have?
Faux
squares?
That's decent.
Faux squares are damn near half the bar, isn't it?
I started on two, and then I hit two mo. After about an hour, I was like, this is going to be the best day ever. I need to take more mushrooms.
You had a bellyache. Yeah, bellyache on mushrooms would send me into a fucking
I told you about house of pain. Yeah, I told you last week. I had half of one at McCaffrey's wedding.
And he started to bug.
Yeah, I told you this. This is when,
that's when they...
We saw the moon.
I was sitting outside looking at... But I was sitting outside in a rocking chair looking at the stars, and a dude comes up, because I was in that party that was, like, intense.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I came outside, and a guy was like, my cousin looks retarded. We say he looks like you. And I was just like, oh, yeah. Shit, dude. I was just freaking out.
Dude, sometimes the lower doses are worse.
It was just a little. I thought I'd be fine.
Yeah, but when you have enough, you kind of just like, you're kind of out of your like normal mental sphere. Yeah, I was
slightly high and physically the body high with it.
That's tough.
I think I'm going to faint at the fucking martini party.
That happens at weddings. I like to take a little bit of
mushrooms. You take a fucking espresso martini tumble at a fucking, that's the most embarrassing. That's a girl martini tumble.
They do look delicious. I never had one before.
As soon as I took the mushroom, I went and grabbed an espresso martini and chugged it. I was just sad.
Just to counterbalance it. Yeah, if you took an espresso martini tumble, that might be how you end up as one of those guys on Instagram in a tweed suit. And you're like,
who says guys can't look good anymore? Who says a man can't look good anymore? God damn it. I did a cool slam dunk with them, Easy to Cure.
I watched that. That helped.
To John Cena's entrance music. That helps.
It's as cool as it gets.
A lot, yeah.
I heard you guys started a gay OnlyFans and everyone's finding out about it.
No, that's sketch. Allegedly.
No, that's you.
No, it's
that's
not
you.
Me.
I heard you guys have a joint gay OnlyFans.
What the hell?
Yeah, you guys could probably make some money, dude.
We might be able to, yeah.
If you did like real softcore shit, like nothing genital, just like
just play, start with an early one. Start with Twitch streaming, you guys shirtless playing video games in there. Anytime you do well, you like jump on each other and hug. And that's a little, we're tiptoeing into it a little.
Yeah, like for more subscribers, you do like, you know, more degraded acts.
You'd be thick and thin.
That'd be kind of nice.
It's a nice name. It's got a nice ring to it.
It does. When it comes time to actually penetrate each other sexually, who's doing what?
I think I'm out.
Yeah. What?
Wait, you're telling me you don't want to have gay sex with one of them?
I don't think you'll be sex far. I think Gardini's the top, dude. I think Gardini would top you. No, it's nothing like...
I think he would little humper you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Gardini would take the top. Bro, you got all those cheeks. You got all those cheeks.
You
you're
know
gonna
I
keep
love cheeks, bro.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I'm just doing it. It's just a bit.
Dude, you're so voluptuous.
All right, what if it's panties in the mouth? Now it's three dogs going at it. Yes. Nate's entered full unk face.
The thick kind. The curvy type.
Yeah, the dog, the butter dog.
Butter dog, he brought the lady.
Tommy's got a new butter dog.
I saw Tommy's butter dog yesterday.
Everyone's getting dogs now.
First step. First step. They'll have...
That's a kid in a month.
Big old babies in their bellies very soon. You get the kid, you get the dogs first. Then you just completely sacrifice the dogs to the kids. You're like, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I learned that at a pretty young age.
Yeah.
My bro got a dog with his chick. Immediately she got pregnant.
It's something happens, man.
I didn't know that was a... Yeah, as soon as you bought the dog, everyone was like, oh, you guys are going to have a kid.
It's a tester because the dog's a 7-year, commitment or whatever.
7 year.
Whatever, however long they live.
Put the fucking thing down, dude. You see one limp, you go, all right.
When you rescue them, usually they rescue them when they're like two. Yeah. And then, you know, you got another 7 years and that thing's going to die. So that's like the first, once you like you get a dog with a girl, then I think like a green light goes off in her head and she does.
Yeah. It's just time for you to crumb.
She cups your butt cheeks and goes, no.
The leg lock, dude. Hits you with the fucking leg lock.
Yeah, exactly.
And who are we to resist a leg lock, dude?
It
can happen to any of us.
Our bodies are designed to complete that act. A leg lock is impossible.
Pulling out is impossible. I don't know I do it, but it's like
you're fighting everything. You're not
there's a part. There's literally my inner monologue's like she'd be a good mother. Do it.
I try to get those like right before I pull out. You get those like couple real waves of intense euphoria. I'm like.
You get the last couple.
Not yet. Hold. I go, ah!
And then you go, oh, there's a little. Oh, yeah, yeah. I got greedy again. I got greedy again.
There's my front runners. And he pop out.
There's the guy. You know, there's a good show. I didn't finish it. I fell asleep last night. But it's about this Dutch guy that was a sperm donor. He would do it offline. He had like 1,000 kids.
Yeah.
But he was like a YouTuber. His videos are the funniest fucking. He's like. Today I'm in Rome. It is very beautiful here.
Oh no!
And then like, he's like with long hair, playing guitar and shit. But then he would talk about coming in these ladies, and it's all just lesbians. It's all just Dutch lesbians.
What?
That are like he is very good. I hire him to come in my pussies. His semen is very strong. They're very excited about how strong this guy's jizz is.
Whoa.
It's pretty great. And then it turns out he's a freak that loves impregnating. Dude, he would jack off in a cup. They would drive to his house, take the cup, keep it between their legs to keep the sperm warm, drive home and turkey baste it in.
Why do you have a baster parlor in his house?
Eventually, it just leads to him being like,
let me just do it.
I'll just do it. It'll be our secret. I won't tell anyone else. And he was basting lesbians in fucking Holland.
That's crazy.
One lady was driving home and was like, I got lost. The sperm's going to die. I'm just going to do it right here. She pulled over, took a syringe of this guy's jizz and injected it under like a fucking bridge. It's like, dude, can you imagine if that's how you were conceived and then your lesbian mom talked about it on Netflix?
Oh, that's rough.
You're a fucking tube baby on a fucking highway. And
that's fucking rough.
God damn. Turns out it was a guy who was tricking everyone.
So they didn't know how many people he was dealing with? What was the trick?
No, he was doing it off like online. Like not like through a professional thing.
Gotcha.
And then he was also donating to sperm banks, which you're only allowed to donate like X amount of times.
That makes sense. Because
then the
whole kids.
Population
yeah.
is one retarded guy's kid.
Yeah.
So he was tricking them. He was actually doing it on the side. It was like his thing. He liked...
How do you get the word? I guess you can get the word of mouth on that pretty good.
Yes, because he fucked so many people.
Yeah.
Like the one lady worked with another lady that did the same thing. Like, our guy's name is Jonathan. She's like, my guy's name is Jonathan.
What?
Here's a picture of him. They're like, holy shit, our kids are siblings. That's pretty cool.
And they all started.
And then everyone started being like, our kids are siblings. Yeah.
Oh, that would kind of
They'd go to the
off.
Park. They'd be like, that kid looks like our kid.
Oh, no.
And they go, did you get a surrogate? And they're like, yeah. Like, the fuck?
He can't get. He's not
that fuck.
He's not getting in trouble for it, is he? He's just.
I don't know. I didn't finish it. I'm sure he gets in trouble for it. It's,
you think so?
Yeah, it's illegal.
Too much jizz.
I think online you're allowed to do it.
Yeah, I mean.
But I think it's illegal if you keep going to sperm banks and doing it.
That's true.
I think.
It's funny, you can pay to have a guy just pie you.
Yeah.
But you can't pay to get a blowjob. I mean, obviously one's to create life. I get the difference, but it is funny.
Yeah, one's a, you know. Head creates life.
True, yeah.
Gives you more life.
True. Head gives you energy.
Head gives you life. You head go, is God so damn, energized. Things are not that bad.
Yeah,
you get 4 minutes after you jizz in a lady's mouth to lay in bed and go, whew.
Yeah.
Things are looking up. What happened to the Dutchman?
Well, I said, how many times can you donate sperm? There's no legal limit, but sperm banks only allow you to sire between 25 to 30 children.
It's a fucking lot.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's a lot.
Sire is cool.
Sire is a tight word.
Yeah, 25 to 30 is the max.
It would be funny to like for that guy to be like real professional about it. Like, look, I do this all the time. It's not a big deal. And as soon as he's coming, he'd be like,
just doing different positions. Just flip over. Come here. Pulling her hair and shit.
I'm going to put these pillows under your butt.
Yeah, he would start flirting with him. Like in the professional texts, he would start like, you look really pretty, you know.
Damn.
He would get it going. And these ladies don't get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
So they're excited about it.
And they're all lesbians.
Yeah. Damn. I don't know about all of them, but yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, a good amount.
We're not talking the finest looking ladies.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Just some Dutch sturdy lesbians.
I think he literally describes one of them as sturdy.
Does he really?
In like the, you're very beautiful, you look very sturdy. Like it's something like that. It's great. It's this tattoo lady. She's a tattoo artist. She's covered in tattoos.
Dude, the Euro YouTube is so funny of guys in France being like, I'm going to find out who has the best croissant.
Today I am in France. Wow. Guys, follow me into France. 100 views, 25 views.
Wow. I'm going to come inside of a lesbian. Yeah, there was always those guys in the 90s. That was a big thing in the 90s to be like, yo, I fucked this chick. She was a lesbian, but now she's straight.
Yeah.
That was a big thing. I think that's died out. I don't think anyone's doing that anymore. It's like, yo, her friend was a lesbian. I fucking broke her off, and now she's straight. Have you done that, rappers talk about it.
No, I think they're doing it in the reverse way now, where like the gay people are trying to turn to straight people.
Gay?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you know? What do you mean?
My brother.
They got him.
Yeah.
God, you know. Damn it. Yeah. They lost him. So what do they do? They just target you and take you down? Or like, how's it work?
Yeah, I think, Yeah, it's definitely a targeted sitch, you know? Or like, this guy seems vulnerable. He seems lonely. Let's make him gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they see, like walking on your tippy toe somewhere? Like, how do they know you're up for it?
They see it. They see a sneeze.
Yeah, true.
They see you go. And they go, yo, there he is.
Yeah, if you sneeze, you're like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, yeah, I can fuck that
true,
guy.
If you walk it, like, hit a doorway accidentally.
Ow. Ow, I banged my elbow on the wall.
Oh, there he is.
I'm going to fuck that guy.
Get that little fruity bowl.
That would be nice. I'll say this. If you're a gay guy, like, taking down straight guys, that would be a pretty sweet victory. But there's one less guy that can call me gay ever in his life.
Oh, true.
Boom. Yeah. He's out of the party. He's off.
Yeah.
He can never
his
come
piece is like, out. I jumped him.
Yep. He can never say, you know, boy's got a little sugar in his tank.
But you are really fucking, you know, it depends how it's done. If true. if you're at a bar, a guy's drinking, you suck his dick. That's really, you really altered that guy's entire life.
You did.
Like, you really fucked his whole life up.
It is funny to think about a dude who's like genuinely straight, who gets like so wound up and just kind of like confused, gets drunk and like gets his dick sucked by a guy. It's a very funny thing to think about. Just being like, I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. And it's like, yeah, I'll watch a movie with you. And you're like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Hold on. Oh, hold on.
Bro, dude. No.
Don't do
bro.
This. Don't do this.
You're the last thing you remember. You're like, so the aliens just land and they don't talk to anybody? Oh, God damn it.
I heard this was good. Oh, what else is she in? I've seen her before. Oh, wait, shit.
You're just going to put it behind me and suck it? What the fuck, dude?
I didn't even know it could go back there. Oh, you got it.
Oh, shit, dude. Men have G-spots?